Hello, friends, and welcome to the Voices of MCC podcast. Our hope is that you will be encouraged in your faith as you hear how MCC beliefs and practices are fleshed out in the daily lives of the members of our fellowship. And what a joy today to have on the podcast Pastor Adam Anderson and Sky Singleton, a deacon at MCC over our facilities. And just a joy here to have you brothers, friends, co-laborers in the gospel and the theme of this podcast, co-laborers now in another sphere of life. We can't get away from each other. So that's a good thing. And I am very, very happy about the Lord's developments here. So Adam and Sky, good to have you on Voices of MCC podcast.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Well, I want to begin, Sky, with you thinking about your role at Midwestern Baptist Theological Seminary, which we will refer to as MBTS here, and Spurgeon College we'd include, and your work here. We're going to talk about that mainly, and then Pastor Adam also. But before we get to the theme of working together at Midwestern Seminary, let's think for a moment just about connections at MCC. So, Sky, we'll begin with you here. Give us a few snapshots of how the Lord brought you to MCC.
Well, Rachel and I got married in 2002, June of 2002, and we both lived here in Kansas City. Rachel grew up Presbyterian, and I was kind of First Baptist, non-denominational. But we moved to Topeka because I was going to be a student at K-State for the engineering program out there. So for the first year and a half of our marriage, we lived in Topeka. And then I decided I didn't want to be an engineer. Well, I didn't decide that. God decided that. And we moved back here to Kansas City. And I think it was the fall of 2003 was our first fall or winter of 2003 was our first Sunday back in town. And Rachel had grown up knowing the Gooches. And at that time, it was Julie Gooch and Sarah Gooch as well. And we thought, well, let's go to Masters because that's someone we know. And so we did. And that first Sunday was the first Sunday that Todd, you and Julie had brought Kesed to church. I remember that a story Rachel likes to tell as well. So that was our first Sunday. And I can remember thinking, man, that was a long sermon. the churches that I had been a part of, you know, 20, 25 minute sermon. And that was about it. And, you know, I think we were right at an hour, for your message at that time, Todd. And, but I remember thinking, man, this is good. I heard more in the word here. And MCC was just so friendly that first, visit. Rachel and I both we got out in the car and we're like, yeah, this is the place that God has for us. And that was it. We never looked at another church. That was our introduction to Masters.
That is so fun to think back to those days. I remember when you all came, and I think this is the first time you've shared. That was a long sermon. Well, here's what I'm going to say to people in the future. If I preach 45 minutes and they're, man, that was long, I'll just say, hey, I'm getting better. Think what it used to be. Trust me, you should thank me for what I'm holding back. So that's so fun. And a blessing in serving together at MCC over the years, and friendship and families growing. Pastor Adam, how about you? Give folks who may be newer to MCC and not know how the Lord brought you to our church.
Julia and I, we got married in November of 95, and we were at the time then attending Leavenworth Baptist. And the man that was her pastor for years as a kid growing up was Ron McElnay. And he had taken the pastorate of the little church, Mission Road Baptist Church, which my understanding is used to be a mission of what was then Berean Baptist. The building that we meet in was Berean. And then, but so we had been going to Leavenworth Baptist for about maybe a year, year and a half. And he asked us to come to Mission Road and to lead music and things there. And so we did. And he became friends who was then the pastor at was the end of Berean's kind of life, I guess. And they became friends, and he would meet with him often and things. And we would visit Berean, and many from their congregation would come over to Mission Road. And so that just became kind of the beginning of a relationship, I guess, between the churches and things. And so it was in the spring of 99, we decided to go ahead and hop over to Berean. And it was around that time that Berean was coming to an end, really. And many people the church had split, and many folks had left and things. And so it began then a brand new ministry, a whole different vision for the church and everything. And so all of that to say that Julia and I were at the very beginning of Masters. And so we've seen it from its inception to now what it is today. And so it's been a tremendous blessing just for just the use of our gifting and things like that, abilities and so on. I became one of the elders there. I think it was in 2002 or something, 2002 or 03. I can't remember. And then since then, just enjoyed seeing the Lord's faithfulness. I mean, through thick and thin, you know. And of course, you and Julie and your family came along, and of course this has all been the rest is history. But there's been a lot of a really rich history, a real testament to the Lord's faithfulness and just the goodness of his people too, through all these years. And I've enjoyed it, and just the connections that Masters, this little church in KCK, and the connection that we have literally globally, I think is staggering. But that's how the Lord works, you know. We expect great things from our great God.
You know? That's right.
Enjoying his goodness to us.
Right from William Carey. Yes. Attempt great things for God and expect great things from him. Yes, if I remember correctly, it's November 2002. That you were voted in as an elder, Adam, and been so fun to work together over the years, and it's been rich. And now we get to work together even more. So that's the topic of this MCC podcast here. So Sky, let's start with you. You work at MBTS. Tell us your current job description, and then give us a few images of the history of you coming to MBTS, what your first job was and how things have developed to where you're at now. So just kind of catch us up on that story.
So for the past 6 months or so, I've been the director of campus operations. My duties, basically, it's maintenance and all of the campus from a physical building side, from a plant side, from a utility side. So I watch over all of the utilities, the property, the maintenance, the grounds, as well as the custodial staff, and a few other little departments, basically. But I started out at MBTS in the housing maintenance department. So before coming to the seminary, I owned my own plumbing, electrical, heating, and cooling company. And I was working a lot of hours, and God was laying it on my heart that I was working too many hours. So I started looking at some other career opportunities or options. And I looked at into the police officer field and had several interviews there, but the doors just kept closing. And Todd, I think it was your wife had told Rachel that there was a job opening at the as the housing maintenance supervisor at MBTS, and we immediately started looking into it and praying about that transition if that were to take place. A few days later, I had a interview open, and then an interview in person, and everything just was going smoothly. It was going great. It really looked looked positive. So Rachel and I started to look at the number side of things, because I knew, you know, we still needed to take care of the family, and with the twins still being young, and there were going to be some costs there. You know, that was a thing. So Rachel and I really prayed about and thought, okay, well, what, you know, what number do we have to have? And the Lord worked it out. That was the number that the seminary offered. And that was, you know, that was what sealed the deal for Rachel and I, that we knew that this was the direction that God wanted us to go. And that that was the path for us going forward at that point in time. So we accepted. I think it was 7 days after we found out about it. And I was able to shut my business down fairly easily and deferred some of those jobs to other people. But from there, I just took off as the housing maintenance supervisor. And a few years later, the facility maintenance supervisor, and then basically into my current position at this point.
So fun to think back to those days when I remember Julie saw that on the MBTS website, some announcement about this position, and contacted Rachel. And yes, then the balls just began to move one to another very quickly. And you were hired, and thought this is such a blessing for your skills in that position. And then over the years to see how the Lord has used you for housing, but then the last few years with your role as an assistant to the director of campus operations, and now taking that helm and managing hundreds of thousands of square feet. I can't do the math just quickly, but large buildings, some new or newly renovated, and the beauty of the campus and your leadership in maintaining that, and Lord willing, future buildings to come, and that we can continue to keep those just as nice as possible to be hospitable to students and their families. Just yesterday, I was in the student center, and I was, my wife had a meeting on campus. So I'm playing pool in the student center with my girls while she's at this meeting, and some brand new student just moved in yesterday afternoon and was walking around his parents, and they just looked, you know, like they were lost, because they kind of were. But I was like, well, here, let me just show you around. As we walked around, just just the beauty of things, and they were impressed, and it was fun to just talk about that. And you have some new help here. And this leads us to Pastor Adam and his new role at MBTS. Adam, give us the story here. It's still in progress. So this, we do not have the fade to black on this story just yet, but you have not yet begun at MBTS, but what your role is going to be and what the generalities of your job will be.
Yeah, the position, I guess, had been available for maybe almost a couple of months now or something. I guess the person that was occupying that job has moved on to either a ministry position or something, but the job is a special projects supervisor. And my understanding is, and Sky, of course, would know certainly more about this than what I've learned so far, but I guess I would be overseeing any work that has to be done on the president's house, and like any of the apartments that are on campus, and I'm assuming perhaps the dorms as well, like whatever maintenance or updates or repairs and so forth that would have to be done for those. That would be my area that I have to deal with. I have owned my own company as a carpenter. I've been doing remodeling and carpentry work and so forth for really like 25 years or so, working ever since I met my wife, working for her dad for just off and on for some years, but then became one of his employees, and I worked for him for like 13 years. And then I became an installer for Home Depot Home Services, which is they had a division of Home Depot for a couple of years that did kitchen and bathroom remodels. And I was on the bathroom side, did tons of tile work and so forth. So it was all, these are all like custom bathrooms and stuff. All of the products that we would use were all special order items and so forth. And so they were all pretty expensive bathroom jobs and stuff like that. And Home Depot ended up getting into trouble financially with that department or that wing of that. And so they ended up shutting it down. And all the installers that they had here in Kansas City, there was like 36, 37 of us. We all got let go in the spring. I think it was February of 2009. And I got a severance check, and I ended up taking just a little of that and visited a lawyer and got an LLC and established ALA Remodeling Services. And I know it's like real creative name there, but just my initials. But I started in March of 2009 as an actual business. And I have never had to advertise, never had to, I don't have a website or anything. All of my business had been for these 12 plus years has all been word of mouth. And anyway, so this job came available, and Sky mentioned that he thought that it would be something that I would fit well in. And so thought about it, and we prayed about it and discussed, as Sky mentioned for his part, like just numbers and things and what it would mean just financially, what would be the difference here. And so they responded to my the number I was thinking about, and that's what they came in at. And I said, okay, then we'll do this. And so now this is where we're at. It's all brand new. It's a little different. There are some things about just having thought about it some, and it's going to be different because I do every kind of thing as a licensed contractor. I do almost everything. I could literally build a house, but I don't have expertise in some of the trades where, but I've done electrical and plumbing. I've done just very little kind of HVAC type stuff, but framing, drywall, tile, painting, everything. I've done a little of all of it and a lot of a little of it. So I guess that qualifies me, especially now after 25 years of that kind of work and 12 plus years of it as a business. So it's kind of a big step. I don't want to say it's scary because I think I know a lot of people there already. And so it's not really scary because I think I think I would be a good fit. Just the environment, the kind of work that I'd be doing and the people makes it seem kind of a no-brainer to do it.
Yes, I think it is. It's great, exciting for your skill set there. So Sky, when you think about special projects, you think about Adam's skill set. Obviously, you've known him for many years and seen his work. What are you most excited about in having him on your team?
Man, just the godly man that he is, as well as his skills that God's given him to do the work that he does. You know, I've had the pleasure to be able to see some of the houses that Adam's been in. I've been in those houses that he's, you know, done the work, and it just looks, you know, it just looks amazing. And so those skills that God's given him are great. And, you know, again, you know, you mentioned we've been praying for years about possibly getting Adam to come to the seminary if there was ever a position here. And you know, it opened up at the right time, God's time, to be able to bring Adam in. And I look forward to being able to see what he can do with the apartments on campus, with the Vivian home, as it's getting to be an older house now, as well as those special projects that Adam will be in charge of. Some of those things can be, you know, retaining walls, or it could just be framing in whole new offices in an area or something like that, that he would take up that task and be in charge of. And I just know he has that skill set, and the Lord has given him those skills, and the godly man that he is. Looking forward to being able to share some of our break time and lunch times and having conversations, as most of the ops guys do each day. And we'll have theological conversations about whatever they're studying in their classes. So just looking forward to being able to hear Adam's input into that as well.
It's going to be great. Be a rich environment. Looking forward to how that's going to help MBTS and make things nicer for students and for faculty and offices and so forth. And Adam's skill set in making things look nice and doing quality work. And that's really going to continue the theme of what we have going now, and the quality that we have there. It's going to be a blessing. I want to think for a moment just about how your faith informs you as technicians. You are in the skilled trades, both of you. Sky, more in people management now, but you're still doing some, but I know how many people report to you and how many meetings you have every day. And even in that, in leadership in some ways, how does your faith inform you? And maybe listeners need to understand that a seminary is a business. It's not a church. It's dollars, it's quality, it's quantity of students and so forth. We do, as seminaries, operate by the Baptist Faith and Message, and how we relate is not similar to a normal corporation, but we are a business. And so things have to get done on time. They have to be done well. We are training students, so we're teaching scripture all the time, but we're not a church. At the seminary, you can get fired. That's the way I like to put it. At churches, you're pretty slow to fire somebody, and they don't fire members normally, you know, unless certain things take place. But you can get fired. You know, you don't do a good job, you don't show, you get fired. So you got to do your job. And it's different that way. But just even with just the the skilled trades and in leadership. How's your faith inform your work? Sky, I'll start with you.
So I've always thought, it's you're to do the best you can. Do my work to my best abilities. I think my faith gives, it kind of gives us a moral standard that, okay, this is how I should be working. I shouldn't be, taking text messages every 5 seconds or stopping on my phone and watching some video every 15 minutes or whatever, but we're to work hard. We're to do our best so that we can glorify God through our work. And I think that's the key point, is that we need to, that needs to be a part of every action that we're doing, is how is what I'm doing glorifying to God? Is this decision that I'm making, how is it going to glorify God, or is it not? That's kind of the foundation of keeping busy, but making sure that, everything I'm doing is for His glory, for His expansion of the kingdom. And I'm not necessarily preaching and out ministering to people, but I'm building and working on a facility to allow the students and the professors and the faculty and everyone else to be better equipped to do that. So that's, I guess that's where it's at for me.
It's beautiful. Love it. Pastor Adam, how about you? What would you chime in here?
I kind of very similar to what Sky mentioned there, that from a God-centered perspective on what you do, like the work of your hands, to be done with diligence and excellence, to be accurate, and the finished product to be functional and beautiful. And I think all of those things are something of an aspect of who God is, what He is like, and the kind of world that we live in. He's put in place these principles and things that organize the whole universe and make things function and functional and beautiful. And that's kind of been something that I try to do with all of my work. And so there's a sense in which there's even on a daily, even task by task sort of level, where I'm it's like a broad vision of something and a focused vision. And you kind of even literally have to do that in some cases with, when it comes to building something, like if you're framing up a wall, you're zeroing in on, okay, I'm nailing this board to this board. And then you pan out and you look at the wall you just put up and it's like, okay, is that straight? Is it plumb? Is it level? Is it square? And then you kind of consider it with regard to other walls in the room and other, and so forth. And so it just becomes like a macro and micro perspective on not only the thing you're actually doing, but what you are doing just in life. And is what I'm working on as a person beautiful? Is it accurate? Am I being diligent? Am I being patient? Am I being Christ-like in this approach to this thing? And so I think it just all filters to every aspect of what one does. So that, too, I don't ever want to make the work of my hands to be the thing that is my identity. That's a common pitfall, I think, that we turn what we do into the person that we are, and that shouldn't be the case. We are we are in Christ, and that's our identity. So, but we want what we do to reflect him. And so that's kind of my perspective, just more of a God-centered view, like who God is, and reflecting that in how we work. And it can be difficult, and some stuff is really simple and easy, but other times it's not. Just like life.
It's fun to hear each of you think about these ideas. And one idea that comes to mind for me that we talk about regularly is praying about what we do. We believe that God is real, that he is alive, he's listening, that he is the God who works through our hands, through our skills, that our work is more of a concern to him than it could ever be to us. And his name is at stake. And so we can trust him and go to him for help. Just this week on campus, one of the secretary's computer wasn't working and they're waiting on an IT to come. I said, let's just pray. Let's pray about it. Now, I'm not going to expect it right then and there to work, but IT did help, but it was working better later. And she's like, thanks for praying. Let's just pray about this. Let's pray about projects and trust God to help us in fitting things together. Well, brothers, this is a rich conversation. I know that folks of MCC will enjoy it, and I'm grateful for all the Lord's doing, and that we get to see each other more often. It'll be just a thrill, and I think it'll be great for students as well. Adam, to have you there, and Sky, will be a blessing to it'll be a blessing to Sky for sure to have you there, and someone he can trust and lean on right away. And you guys know each other well enough that it's sort of like someone on a sports team. You get a player, a quarterback or something, who gets a favorite receiver, a favorite tight end, a running back. They know each other. They've played before, and now they're on the same team in a different way. And I think it's going to be like that. So thanks for joining us, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. It was great.
Well, friends, our hope is that you would see how the beliefs and practices of MCC are fleshed out. And we are grateful and trust that you're encouraged here in lots of different ways in what the Lord have you to do with your skill set. I do want to thank Pastor Adamir personally for his musical introduction, along with Caleb Sheffield and closing, and Alex Wolkman for producing these for us. Until next time, may the Lord bless and keep you.